Are you excited to be here this morning? Can you give God a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Is that the best you can do for God this morning? If you are seated, you are wrong. If you are sitting down, you are wrong. Is that the best you can do for God this morning? Can you give God a shout of praise? Give God a shout. Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready for something this morning? Fire. I am so happy to be here this morning. I'm so excited to be here this morning. Wow, this place is beautiful. The Lord will bless mommy and daddy Gio for us. The Lord will bless them. And all our mommies, all our daddies in this department, the Lord will bless them for us. Hallelujah. Who is ready for God tonight? This is wireless mic. I can come down now. Lift up your hands and just worship Jesus. Just say something sweet to him. Just say something good to Jesus. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. Alabande se breko celebante si zebalata. Rebalabada balabala shada balana se brengadosi galaba. Jesus. 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 Egade balotosi pandalabasha. Delebonde sigaba. Lift up your hands and just worship Jesus. Just worship Jesus. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Oh, hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody worship Jesus. 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 Jesus, we worship him. We worship him. We worship him. Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. Emanagadasa.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you.
I worship you.
We make our way.
We make a miracle.
Oh, light in the darkness. My God. Let it not rest, My God is, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
We are ready for you this morning. Lord, speak to us this morning. Bless us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Can you give God a shout of praise as you have your seat this morning? Once again, I want to thank the leadership of the Directorate of Things and Children for this privilege to be here. Mama Jiro, thank you very much for the invitation. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm asked to talk about making the best use of your time. I know many of you might be thinking, I will come here for a fire. No, today is not fire. Making the best use of your time. So I'm going to ask three questions, and I just need three guys to just answer those questions for me. So if you are willing to answer my question, can you just come forward? I just need three people. You are willing to answer my question? I won't tell you the question before you come. Anybody? I need three young people who are willing to answer my question. Anybody coming? I'm waiting for you, please. Okay. One. You. Two. Okay, stand there. They are ready three. Thank you very much. They are ready three. So, you know, the topic is making the best use of your time. So I'm going to ask a question from you, and you're going to answer me. Everybody, can you hear them? Okay. So when they start talking, Hallelujah. Be attentive. What would you do with your life if you happen to have all the needed resources? What would you do with your life if you happen to have all the needed resources? I'm asking you, don't give up. You didn't hear me. Are you sure you are ready for this question? What would you do with your life if you happen to have all the needed resources?
praise the Lord. If I happen to have all the needed resources, what I would do with my life is, I would do the best with my life. I will make sure I maximize all the resources.
You are not ready. Another person. You maximize. I said, give me specific. You are telling me you maximize.
Praise God.
Tell me the exact way. All of you, I'm asking you a question. I need exact answer. Don't tell me I'll be great. I'll be fine. No, no, no. What would you do with your life if you have all the resources now?
Praise God. What I will do in my life if I have all the resources is that I will empower, enlighten, and employ humanity.
Empower, enlighten, and what?
Employ humanity.
Employ humanity. Okay. Give her the question. Give her the microphone. Number two, what contribution would you like to make if there is enough opportunity to manifest your best? What contribution would you like to make in life if there is enough opportunity to manifest your best? Okay. You are here, you know your purpose. You know what you want to do with your life. Anybody like that? Maybe because I didn't give them orientation. That's why they came. Oh yeah, come. Come. You are sure? I need a lady. I need a lady. You are sure what you will do with your life? You are so sure that if they wake you up from the dream, you are sure. Now, number one question. It says, what would you do with your life if you have all the needed resources?
If I have all the needed resources, I'm going to raise generals. Generals that we shake.
Face the microphone. Face the camera, I mean.
I would raise generals. Generals that will shake the kingdom of the devil out of the children of light. The generals that will take charge of every profession in the world.
Okay,
teachers,
thank you.
That will
thank
be spiritual.
You. Thank you.
Soldiers,
thank you.
That will be spiritual.
Thank you. Thank you. If you have all the needed resources, you will raise generals in the army or in spiritual world. Physical world. Okay. Okay. What contribution would you make to destiny if you have the opportunity to express yourself?
Praise the Lord, everyone. If I have the opportunity of everything I needed in life, I will make sure I did what exactly Job did in the Bible. I will praise the Lord all my life, and I will make sure I help the needy, my servants.
You will, okay.
I will make sure everyone is satisfied. I will show them the glory of the Lord in my life.
You will help the needy if you have
the opportunity.
You will help the needy.
Yes.
That's good. That's what you wanted to say. Okay. Any other person? Well, if you die today, what do you want to be remembered for? If you die today, what do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered as a great man of God. I want to be remembered as a destiny uplifter. I want to be remembered as a deliverer to the generations to come.
Okay. Okay. Any other person? If you die next year, you will not die. Well, let's assume you die next year. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for the impact I have made to people like...
I need somebody to give me specific. You are telling me impact. That's grammar. If P. Daniel dies tomorrow... Listen. If P. Daniel dies tomorrow, it should be on record that at least I have set 10 million people on fire for God. It's so specific and simple. Don't tell me story. No, not you. Not you. You have spoken before. Anybody? If you die, what do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered as a person who possessed, as a person who possessed, as an important person who possessed godly virtues.
And godly virtues.
Everybody in life, because there is a difference.
Amen.
Between
wait,
living.
I need somebody who's not going to be a pastor. You are not going to be a pastor. But you represent the kingdom.
Praise the living Jesus. As for me, I just want to remember on how I spent my time in life. Time management.
What do you say?
I said how I spent my time in life.
Excuse me. The Lord will bless all of you. Go. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm satisfied. But by the end of this... You see? Many of us don't know. know what we want. Someone see anything, we take it. If you don't have an idea of what you want to do with your life, anything will look like it. 5 years ago, we were having youth convention, and they said, some guys should come out. What do you want to be doing in the next 5 years? At the whole arena there, I ran out. Everybody was looking at me. They said, God, what will you be doing? I said, by 5 years' time, I will be preaching on this altar. I will be ministering as a pastor in this church on this altar, blessing people. Listen, people were making jest of me. They thought I was a fool. Exactly 5 years after, I was a guest minister on that same altar. Church, your confession in your confusion is the conclusion of the condition. If you can say it, you can see it. But that is not why I came. The answer to the three questions I asked is called time management. The answer to the three questions I asked is called time management. Why? How you manage your time determines what you will see with your destiny. How you manage your time determines what you will see with destiny. 5 years ago, I said those things, but guess what? I didn't stop there. As I said it, I began to maximize my time, make the most of my time, until my time delivered. Can I ask another question? Who is the richest man in Nigeria? Dangote, right? Who is the richest man in the world? Huh? Who is the richest woman in Africa? Alakija, right? Okay. Can I ask another question? The poorest man in the world and the richest man in the world, do they have different time? How many hours per day? How many hours per day? How many hours per day? Is anybody having 36 hours per day? So what is the difference between the richest man and the poorest man? Is that one can convert 24 hours to productivity and another cannot do anything with 24 hours. Can I ask another question? The best students in your class and the dullest in your class, how many hours per day? How many hours per day? What is the difference between A and F? Somebody knows how to convert 24 hours to productivity, and somebody knows how to fail with 24 hours. I'm going to show you a scripture as we start. There are two definitions for time in the scripture. We have Chronos and Kairos. Those are two Greek words that explain time. Chronos and Kairos. Chronos means chronological age, like yesterday, today, tomorrow. Kairos means appointed time, the season. Anyone that we matter in life, we know how to maximize both Chronos and Kairos. You must know how to make use of the day, and you must know how to equip yourself and enter into the appointed time. Chronos spell Chronos. Kairos spell Kairos. Tell your neighbor, say Chronos and Kairos is what makes the life of a man. I can't hear. Say Chronos and Kairos is what makes the life of a man. I said again, let me explain again. I said chronos means chronological age, chronological time, like today, tomorrow, yesterday, next week, upper week. That is chronos. Kairos means appointed time, the season of something. Can I pray for everyone here this morning? Between now and the next 5 years, you'll be a wonder to your generation. Oh God, wherever you find the loudest amen, I say, let that person be a wonder to his generation. Are you ready this morning? Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 16. Can the scripture be displayed on the screen? Is it possible? Okay. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 16. Somebody open your Bible for me. Can I get somebody who can read for me on the mic? I need someone to read for me here. If you are there, say, praise God. If you are not there, say, wait for me. You are too slow. Genesis 15, 13 to 16. Genesis 15. No, somebody is there already. Thank you. 13 to 16. Are you there? If you are there, say, praise God. Okay. Genesis 15, 13 to 16. Church, let's read together. I want to go.
And he said unto Abraham,
let's read together.
Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
Boss, how many years will the children of Abraham spend in the strange land? I can't hear you. How many years? So God said, Israelites will spend 400 years. Israelites will spend 400 years. Someone say 400 years. Now, go to Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Underline that word, 400 years. If you are there, say, praise God. Okay. If you are not there, say, wait for me. You are too slow. Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Are you there? Now, let's read.
Now
the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, was
430 years.
How many years?
430 years.
How many years did God say they will spend?
400 years.
How many years did they spend?
430 years.
What is wrong? Excuse me. If God says something, is God a liar? Can God lie? How come God spoke and we don't see? God said 400 years. They spend 430 years. Why? It's either they have missed Kairos and Chronos. I'm going somewhere. Acts chapter 7, verse 20. Acts chapter 7, verse 20. If you are there, say, praise God. If you are not there, say, wait for me. You are too slow. Acts 7:20. If you are there, say, praise God. Are we there now?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's read. Acts 7:20.
In which time Moses was born, and was exceedingly fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months.
Now, let's go to verse 23. Wait, everybody, let's read together. And when he was fully
40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. How old was Moses? How old was Moses? Now, let's read verse 24. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Everybody, read 24, verse 25 carefully. Want to go? For he supposed that his brethren would have understood. Somebody say understanding. Somebody say understanding. That what? God would by his hand deliver them, but
they understood not.
Follow me. Verse 26. And the next day, he showed himself unto them as they drove, and would have set them at once again, saying, sir, ye are brethren, why do you wrong one another? Verse 27. And he that is his neighbor wrong trust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? 28. Will thou kill me as thou killest the Egyptian yesterday? Now, 29, let's read. And then Moses fled at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. 30, everybody. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Sinai. Pause. How old was Moses when he came to his heart to go and save his people? When he ran away, how many years did he spend?
40 years.
Okay. That means by the time he came back to save them, he was how old?
8.
Now, let's do mathematics. God said they will spend how many years? How many years did they spend? 430. So, Bible says it came to the heart of Moses when he was formed 40 years, right? Is that correct? It came to the heart of Moses when he was how old? 40. Now, 40 minus 430. How many years did God say they will spend? 400 years. How many years did they spend? 430. It came to the heart of Moses when he was 40. 40 minus 430. 390. So God was preparing that by 400 they will leave. He went to talk to a man at year 390. When they have stayed for 390 years, he went to talk to Moses. But the scripture says they did not understand. Because they didn't understand, they spent 30 years extra. By the time Moses was 80, he was coming back, they had spent 430 years. Excuse me. Now, in case they have understood timing, when Moses came at year 390, it is possible that they might live at year 392. Are you here? You are not here. You are not here. It is possible that they might live at year 395. Is that correct? It is possible that they might even live at year 400. Is that correct? But what is their problem? Somebody say understanding. Somebody say understanding. Somebody say understanding. What is their problem? Because they did not understand, they spent how many years extra? Now let me ask a question. Who came to save them? Who came to save them? Did God bring another person? No. The same thing you despise, you will still embrace later, but it will be too late. The challenge of my generation is that we don't understand timing. So you cannot make the best of your time if you don't understand it. You cannot make the best of time if you don't understand it. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. He said, and the children of Issachar, who had understanding of times, they led their generation. Their kings were at their command. Their brethren were at their command. Why? They had understanding of time. Any man that knows how to use time will lead those that don't know. Church, let me tell you this. How many of you believe time flies? Do you believe time can fly? Do you believe time can fly? So, time flies. Somebody say time flies. Say time flies. Do you know challenge? When time is flying, you are the pilot. Time is always flying, but you are the pilot. Somebody say, I'm the pilot of my time. I can't hear you. Somebody say, I'm the pilot of my time. Time is always flying, but you are the pilot of the time. You can decide where the time will go. You see? The greatest challenge of the young man is called procrastination. Doing tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination. Any man that will fully maximize destiny will never procrastinate. Procrastinator is shifting to tomorrow what you can do today. There is something striking about Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. There is something striking about Jesus. And if you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. And from that time, Jesus began to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Why from that time? Why not before that time? If you come out before your time, you will disappear before your time. Jesus knew when to start preaching. My challenge today is that everybody wants to be a minister. But I saw that before John began to minister, he was in the wilderness for 30 years. Jesus died at 33. He started ministry at 30. What was he doing between 1 and 30? Preparation. Excuse me, can you enter a university today and graduate today? Can you? How many years minimum? 4. The fact that you have matric number does not mean you will graduate. Time. Understanding. Time. The reason why God gave us equal time is that nobody will have excuse. Nobody will say God is partial. The rich, the poor, the old, they have the same time. Tap your neighbor, say we have the same time. I can't say, neighbor. I can't say, neighbor. We have the same time. 24 hours a day. Say, neighbor. We have the same time. 24 hours a day. But our result will be different. See, our result will be different. Somebody say, why? The way we spend our time. Tap your neighbor again. Say, neighbor. Even though we have the same time, we might not see the same result because our spending is different. Let me show you something. Come. If I give you 10,000, tell me in 1 second how you will spend the money. I don't say I'm giving them, I'm just asking. But I can give you, if God changed my heart, how will you spend my money?
Are you to establish the kingdom?
To establish the kingdom. Baba Anas, come. If I give you 10,000 now, how will you spend it?
I use it for something profitable.
Something profitable. If I give you 5,000 now, will you spend it? Come. Come. And that person. Another person. If I give you 5K now, how will you spend it?
I'm a business girl. I make brooch. So from 5,000, I will use 2,000 and make brooch. And each brooch, I make it with 500 naira and I sell it 1,000 naira. So by the time I make 4, I have like 4,000. And I'll use the remaining 3,000 to take care of myself.
You use 3,000 to take care of yourself, 2,000 to make brooch, and you will have 4,000. That means you will have 9,000 later. Wait, I'm coming. What about you?
Picking 5,000, I'll use the 5,000 now for personal development, getting books and tapes because I plan on seeing myself. I see myself as a public speaker, so the 5K will be for personal development, books and seminars. That will be all.
You will use the 5,000 to buy books.
Personal development, yes, sir.
To develop yourself,
yes, sir.
Give me 5 books you will buy.
I'll buy Think and Grow Rich. I'll buy I buy my small books. I cannot.
You don't even know what you want to buy.
I don't know what you want.
You don't know what you want to buy. Send me your account number. Write it for me now. If I give you 1,000,000, what will you do with it? Do you know what you will do with it? Write it for me. Somebody, can you see these guys? They are going to spend the money differently. The same money, different spending. The same time, different spending. The same money, different spending. The same time, different spending. Somebody can use his time to be watching movies. Somebody can be reading with it. Somebody can be playing ball with it. Somebody can be sleeping with it. The idea is that all of us have the same time, but we spend it differently. So, let's do it like this. Wait, you confess to me, lady, you confess to me that you only use 2,000 to buy brooch and 3,000 to take care of yourself. Is that so? You say you want to buy a book. Let's do it like this. I will give you 2,500. I will give you 2,500. So, you buy the book, you buy the brooch. Write your account number and drop it. Is somebody here this morning? Tap your neighbor. Say, the same time, different spending. Say, the same time, different spendings. Some people are sleeping. Some people are reading. At the end, it will show. At the end, it will show. I said 5 years ago that I will be a pastor, invited to preach at the arena. Between 5 years and now, my library can buy a car. When I was on campus, people were asking me, why are you buying books? Why are you not eating? I said, the content in these books can buy what you are eating. If you don't read, you will turn red. Empty, empty, empty. So my mates were playing. I wasn't playing. Because those that play don't get paid. Those that play don't get paid. Even playing football is a work. Everybody, some people around me were joking. I was laboring. In the night, Jaka Pakato. 7 hours, 12 hours. I was buying books, going to conferences with my time. Some were eating. I was growing lean. But it's better to be lean outside than to be fat inside. I was growing lean. Some of my age were eating. They were playing. They were sleeping. By the grace of God today, anybody that wants to invite me now, we need to book me next year because I don't have any free time this year. To the glory of God, till December, no space for invitation.
5 years ago, nobody knew my name. Nobody was calling me. Nobody knew me. But between 5 years and now, I invested that time in studying, in praying, in fasting. Why? I was going to be a pastor. What are you going to be? You need to start investing now. Expectation without preparation leads to frustration and molestation. Expectation without preparation leads to frustration and molestation. Tap your neighbor, say, invest your time. Say, don't spend it. Say, invest your time. Do you know my challenge with life? Time cannot be stored. Time cannot be saved. If it is lost, it's lost forever. What is time management? There is nothing like time management because you cannot manage time. There is nothing like time management because you cannot manage time. It's called life management. To manage time is to manage your life. Time cannot be stored. Time cannot be rewind. Time management is not about looking at the clock. It is 2 o'clock. It is 4 o'clock. No, it is about investing every second. It's about investing every minute. Excuse me. There is no idle time for me. No idle time. Why? Tomorrow is my birthday. People of God, when I look at how old I will be tomorrow, I am angry. I said, how I wish I have done better. If I had labored more, for the glory of God, I have seen 2 dead persons come back to life. I've seen blind see, I've seen deaf hear. I've seen terrible miracles. I have preached to different people, senior pastors, etc. But I can tell you, with all these things I've seen, I wish I invested my time better. Those times I was checking Facebook. How many of you agree with me that you can just want to check a message and you are there 4 hours? Imagine you are reading that 4 hours. Those who make news don't watch news. Those who make news don't watch news. You spend your whole day on Instagram for somebody who was behind the scene entertaining you, using his time and collecting money. You are spending your data and not essentially your life. Am I saying don't be on Instagram? I am there. I have many followers. What I'm saying to you, before I come online, I have gone somewhere. The Lord spoke to me. He said, Daniel, before you visit social media, enter spirit media. What is time management? Time management is life management. How can you manage time? How can you manage your life? It is measured in 2 words. Efficiency and effectiveness. It is measured in efficiency and effectiveness. Do you manage time efficiently? Do you manage it effectively? How do we define efficiency? 2 of you come back again. This is a secretary in my office. He's a secretary in my office. He can type 100 words in 1 minute. He can type 100 words in 1 minute. But this one is only typing 95 words in 1 minute. This one is typing 102 words in 1 minute, but 82 are wrong. Which one is better? None. He is not efficient. He is not effective. Efficiency is doing the right things. Efficiency is doing things right. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right thing. If
I have 1 minute to type 100 words. Why are you typing 80? If I have 1 minute to type 100 words, why are you typing 102 and 82 are wrong? You know the challenge of this one? By the time it's done, it will use more than 2 minutes to correct the wrong ones. Has it wasted time? So you manage time. Check your life. Am I efficient? Am I effective? Efficiency means, am I doing the right things? Effectiveness. Am I doing things right? Efficiency. Effectiveness. Am I doing the right things? For example, I have 24 hours. I use 8 hours to sleep. 5 hours Instagram. 8 plus 4. 12. 3 hours on Twitter. 15 hours. 30 minutes to eat. 15 and a half hours. I go to church 3 hours. 18 and a half hours. How many hours is left? 5 hours. I gist with friend 3 hours. Gisting. 20 and a half hours. I went to run errands for my parents 2 hours. 22 and a half hours. I prayed 1 hour. 23 and a half hours. I study Bible 10 minutes. Open heavens. 23 hours, 40 minutes. And I went to Facebook 2 hours. 24. Facebook 1.5 hours. So 24 hours. Am I going to have a future? What have I done? I am neither efficient nor effective. But guess what? In Facebook, I am efficient. Why? I am doing it the right way. So I can be online and be posting good words. They are saying, deep. I'm reading a book, I'm posting it. By posting it right, I am efficient because I'm doing it the right way. I am on Instagram. I know how to use pictures very well and post. So people are liking my post. I can have 2,000 likes. Am I efficient? Yes. But when it comes to my life, is it effective? Many of us, this is the way our life is. Do you observe that in this time, there is no time for personal management, personal development? What are the benefits of proper time management? Number one, you will achieve better results. If you can manage your time well, you will achieve better results. Is somebody blessed at all tonight? Are you blessed already? If you are blessed, yes. If you can manage your time well, you will achieve better results. Number two, the quality of your work will improve. The quality of your work will improve. You know, I spoke about effectiveness and efficiency. By the time you could manage your time well, for example, I was coming here to preach. I spent more than 3 hours preparing, sitting down, searching joint books to develop this content. To the end that I can be a blessing to somebody here. I could as well say, when I get there, Holy Ghost will fill my mouth. And I was starting. My output will not make sense. Why? There is no proper preparation. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Can I ask a question? Somebody who reads his book before exam like 10 times, and the person who read this once, Lacram Lapore, who is likely to forget in the exam hall? La crown la pour. Because if you miss a word, you forget everything. Is that correct? But by the time you have read over and over again, you have mastered it. Excuse me. There is no future without preparation. The way you manage your time determines how far you will go in life. It will improve your output. Number two. Number three. Your speed of operation will increase. Your speed of operation will increase. I spoke about effectiveness and efficiency. By the time you manage your time well. Okay. You play guitar. Come with your guitar, don't worry. Just come with it. Remove it. Okay. I learned acoustic when I was a younger man than this. So, this man plays bass guitar. He's a bassist. But the day you start, is it clear you can do those groups? Where's your chord? Bring the chord. I need to play something for me. Just enjoy, just flow, give me something deep. I mean, you're deep. Maybe you are deep. Now, play something deep for me. Just freestyle, just do something. Oh, yeah. Drop it. Can you do something faster? Something deeper. Something more than this. Wait. The day you started playing, is it the day you can do this thing? What happened? As you practice, you get better. If you use your time well, your speed of productivity will increase. Is speed increased based on time? Sir, how many years have you been playing? 5 years. A boy that started today cannot play what he's playing. I remember my first message after 3 minutes. Nothing to say. Today, if they leave me here, you'll be here till 10 o'clock in the night. And the words will be flowing. The first time I pray for the sick, no miracle. Today, just boom. The way you use your time, we increase the speed of your operation. Number four, fear mistakes. Will be committed. Fewer mistakes will be committed. Fewer mistakes will be committed. Now, come again. When you started, it's possible you miss a tone or a semitone. But now, do you make those mistakes frequently? Do you still make mistakes? You don't make mistakes again. You make little. But at the beginning, how was the mistake?
Very much so.
But now?
Very minor.
Why? Because of proper usage of time, mistakes are reducing. Okay. When you were answering mathematics question, after they give you classwork, immediately after the class, it's possible to score zero or miss it. Am I correct? By the time they give you assignment and you go home, it's possible to still make mistake. But by the time you answer that question like 3 times, what happens? There are some questions you see you don't need to solve. You know the answer. Am I correct? At the beginning, was it like that? Towards the end, what happened? As you manage your time well, mistakes are reduced. Mistakes are reduced. By the grace of God, I am married with a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter. By the time we
just got married. There are some things when our baby came, I didn't know how to put diapers. I didn't know. If the baby poop like this, I don't know what to do. Baby, carry your baby. By the time I will try to clean the bum bum of the baby, instead of used to use something, you can be going to use rub. Because you don't know the difference. But today, I'm a professional diaper remover. As you grow, fewer mistakes are committed. How many of you can cook? The time you start cooking, I know salt was too much. I know pepper was too much. I know somebody... Okay, now let me talk. But guess what? As you manage your time and use it very well, you are getting better. Is that correct? Some of you cannot cook indomie. When you cook indomie, it will be... But by the reason of the use of time, you get better and fewer mistakes are committed. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the more you use your time, the lesser your mistakes. By the grace of God, two of my sons will be coming out tomorrow. Listen, when I joined the choir, they chased me out. Why? I was singing trouble instead of treble. I could not sing anything. But even though I am not like, ooh, hallelujah, even though I can't do all those things, but now I am better. Why? By the time you use your time well, what will happen? Fewer mistakes will be committed. Number five, there will be a sense of satisfaction and achievement as you are doing what you like to do. There will be a sense of satisfaction and achievement. See, guys, I started preaching 2009. But as I am growing in this thing, by the grace of God, I have like 982 Bible verses in my brain. Because there are 30,442 verses in the Bible. So I told myself, at least I should know 1,000. By the time I'm preaching, even the scriptures I didn't prepare will be proper in my spirit. Why? 2019 now, not be yesterday. How many years? 10 years. But in case you started yesterday, it won't be like me. Why? The way I've been using my time has helped me to adjust. And now there is a sense of satisfaction and achievement. Are you blessed this morning at all? Are you blessed? If you are blessed, yes! There was a time, if I was preaching, you can be sleeping. But never again. Number six, when you manage your time well, it will lead to increase in productivity, which will lead to higher earnings. Increase productivity, which will lead to higher earnings. Increase productivity, which will lead to higher earnings. Can I ask you a question? A general manager and a branch manager, are they collecting the same salary? What is the difference? By the time the guy has labored over the time with his time, he's now having increase in productivity and his salary is increasing. Let me say this. There are some people who call them upcoming stars. Is that correct? And there's people who call stars. When you are bringing an upcoming star to your program, you can treat them anyhow. But when you are bringing a star,
You do a VIP treatment. What happened? Increase in productivity. Which lead to higher earning. There was a time I was invited to come and preach somewhere. By the time I was leaving, I traveled to the town. They gave me banana and granite as honorarium. Today, I am not looking for whatever they will give me. But you will think twice. Not because I will demand it, but because a time has entered into it that makes me more productive. Do you understand? If Mommy Gio is coming here, are we going to be doing anyhow? But when a young man is coming, you can do anyhow. But because they have labored with time, over time, there is now increase in productivity that leads to higher earning. Earning could mean money. It could mean respect. It could mean honor. It could mean value. Earnings could be anything. Let me take one more. My time is gradually running up. When you maximize your time well, frustrating experiences are reduced to the barest minimum. Frustrating experiences are reduced to the barest minimum. That's number what? Number eight. Last one. There are meaningful achievements for you to point to. There are meaningful achievements for you to point to. There are meaningful achievements for you to point to. What are the principles of time management? Let me ask again. What did I call time management? Time management is what? Life management. Time management is what? So, what are the principles of time management? Number one, be purpose driven. Be purpose driven. Your purpose is the reason why you are here. Anybody that knows his purpose here? You know your purpose? Anybody? You know your purpose? Okay. Let me ask a simple question. Come. What is the purpose of a knife?
To cut thin.
To cut like bread, like things. Can knife kill?
Yes.
Knife can kill. The purpose of knife, is it to kill?
No.
But knife can kill. The fact that you are excelling at something else does not mean it's your purpose. Do you understand what I just said? What is the purpose of knife? To cut food. Can knife kill? Can knife kill? So the fact that you are excelling at something else does not mean that is your purpose. I'm not teaching about purpose, so I don't have that time. Your purpose is the reason for your existence. Number two, be a person of vision. Your vision is the mental picture of your actual future. Your vision is the mental picture of your actual future. Be a person of vision. There is difference between purpose and assignment. Okay. The purpose of Moses is to be a deliverer. The assignment of Moses is to bring the children of Israel from Egypt. Your assignment is what you do to get your purpose. My assignment, my purpose is to raise a burning generation. My assignment is bear the word of God and the power of prayers, set men on fire for God, so that they can become the burning generation. Your vision is the mental picture. It's the product of your past purpose and your assignment. When you have a vision, you need to set goals. And there are principles of goal setting. Number one, set goals that motivate you. Set goals that motivate you. Number two, set SMART goals. What is SMART? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Set SMART goals. Number three, let your goals be in writing. Write down your goals. Write down your goals. Number four, make an action plan. Let there be an action plan. Number five, stick to it. Stick to it. Stick to it. I was talking about principle of time management. I've given about number two. This is number three now. That one is principle of goal setting. Attach time frame to your goals. Don't just say, I want to be great. When? I have set a goal for my next year, August 8, 2020. What I'll be achieving? By August 8, 2020, this is what I would have achieved. It's not as you say, I will be great. When? How? And I set a plan for what I will be doing. I wasn't just wishing and thinking. 5 years ago, I said I would be preaching at the redemption camp, at the main auditorium. I started studying, started praying, started fasting, going to conferences, developing myself, understanding things, and building relationship with those that can take me there. Because you can be a star in the bush and nobody will know you. I was coming to programs, connecting to people. One day, one of my mentors said to me, he said, Daniel, I cannot recommend you until I see what you are doing. I became visible. And one day, they said, we needed a guy to do this. I said, go and copy Daniel. Because relationship. And what I use with my time. Number four, prioritize, but be flexible. Let me give you three things. Facebook, Instagram, books, Bible, food. Are they all important? Yes. In this generation, you need social media. So let's start again. Facebook, Instagram, Bible, book, prayer, food. Are they all important? Yes. But early in the morning, which one is more important? So imagine you wake up and the first thing is Instagram. Learn to prioritize. The way to manage time is that you do something at the right time. There is a time to pray. There is a time to check Facebook. There is a time to read your book. There is a time for personal development. There is a time to go for conferences. There is a time to sleep. If you are sleeping while you should be praying, you have failed. Excuse me, you have exam tomorrow on campus. You said you have 7 hours praying the Holy Ghost. Are you okay? I was RCF president on campus. When it's time to read, we read. The Holy Ghost will not come and give you a spoon in the exam if you didn't read. There is time to study. There is time to pray. Prioritize. When it's time to pray, pray. When it's time to go on social media, go on social media. When it's time to study, study. And about prioritizing time, always give time to everything. I'm going to spend 2 hours on Facebook. By the time it is 4 hours, drop it. I am spending 3 hours to pray. By the time it's 3 hours, stop. Except the Holy Ghost say continue. I am going to go out for 10 minutes. By the time it's 10 minutes, come back. As I round up, be disciplined. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. Only disciplined men can manage time. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Apostle Paul said, I can't know myself to have apprehended. This is one thing I do. Forgetting those that are behind. Press forward. That word, press forward, is a stretching. It's a discipline. Discipline comes with desperation. Excuse me. There are times I want to play. I want to pray. And I'm sleeping. I'll begin to walk around. I must not sleep while praying. Yeah. Excuse me. Is book interesting to read? Is it interesting to read? But when you have exam tomorrow, must it be interesting? When you have exam, you force yourself, you will read. You take chewing gum. You take sweet. Just make sure you want to read. Discipline. Desperation. Come. Do like this. This is working on a line. Pause. He's working on a straight line. Be the force here. This is water. This is water. Go and start on the back. This is water. River Niger. River. Come. And it's coming. By the time he falls inside river, what do you notice about him? Pause. He's concentrating. Is that correct? Because he knows if he looks sideways, the water will be too big and he can enter. Is that true? Come. He's focused. Pause. He's careful. His hand is not by the side. His hand is stretched. Why? So that he can have capacity. Spreading. Stretching. Even though I'm going forward, I need to stretch. So that I can gain balance. By the time I want to fall, this will bring a balance. If I'm coming here, this will bring a balance. Pause. Spell destiny for me. D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. Divide it into two. Des. Tiny. Is that correct? Destiny is a tiny path. Only the desperate can pass through it. Destiny is a tiny path. Only the desperate can pass through it. Death and tiny. Until you are disciplined, you cannot manage time. Until you are disciplined, you cannot manage time. Until you are disciplined, you cannot manage time. And last one, be a possibility thinker. Be a possibility thinker. Think possibilities. Come. Come. Can you remove your shoe? Easy. The Holy Ghost is there. Sorry, sit down. Sorry for dirtying your clothes. This man has no leg. Not you. He has no leg. He's a crippled man. This man has no shoes. He has walked barefooted all his life. His mates are making jest of him. on campus. He has no shoe. This man is crippled. But it takes possibility thinking for a man that has no shoe to say, Father, thank you. At least I have a leg. Father, thank you. At least I have a leg. I need one more person. One more person. Come, Jesse. Lie down. This man is dead. The man that has no leg, shoe, say, Father, thank you. At least I have leg. The man that is crippled says, Father, thank you. At least I am alive. No matter your condition, if you are positive about the future, there is hope for a tree. Any man that will manage time, we know, even though conditions are not favorable, I am still alive. I can still do something. Even though things are not favorable, I am still alive. I can still do something. My parents are not rich. I came from a poor family. But if I labor, I am sure. If that is Gio who come from Ifewara, 18 years without shoe, and is the Gio of RCCG in 198 countries, there is hope for me. A man that will manage time is a man that is positive in his thinking. Rise up on your feet, somebody, and give praise to God. Father, I thank you. There is still hope for me. Father, I thank you. There is still hope for me. I can still manage time because I am still alive. I can manage my time because I am still alive. Father, thank you. There is hope for me. Father, thank you. There is hope for me. I don't know how much of the time you are wasting. But if you just have to do, if you can start now, following this thing I taught you, there is hope. You are here on the pastor. Give my life to Jesus. Or I want to rededicate my life to Him. Or I am struggling with sin. I need help. Come forward. Let me pray for you. You have wasted your times in the past. You have wasted your time in fornication. Wasted it in masturbation. Wasted it in pornography. But guess what? Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He can save you. He can redeem the time for you. He can restore the time for you. Jesus is here. He can restore time for you. He can redeem time for you. He can save you. Come. 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 The time are coming back. The time is coming back. The time is coming. The time is coming back. Please run, please run, please run, please run. Amen. All of you, whether you are coming or you are here, just see after me, say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for the wasted time. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord. Come into my heart. Make me brand new. Just as pure as you. Save my soul. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. I redeem my time. The time I've wasted, they are coming back. The time I've wasted, they are coming back. The time I have wasted, they are coming back. The time I've wasted, they are coming back. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. You are saved in the name of Jesus. Keep praying. Keep praying. The times are coming back. The times are coming back. The times are coming back.
the Lord's